three and a two and a one. Hi everyone, welcome to the double
cleanse.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Double Cleanse podcast, a party on the cast with me, James Welsh.
And me, Robert Welsh.
Hi. I'm just going to be my mic quick, sorry. Sorry if y'all heard that. We're just applying hand cream.
My hands, I can't believe it.
No,
I can't. Never in my life have I had dry hands.
Do you know what's really good?
Go on.
Did you get the like butter from Topicals?
Yes.
Little bit of that.
Really?
Yeah, spray it with like a mist. Your hands with
this
a mist.
This is a face mask, right?
Yeah, but it's just got everything that's essential for your skin in
oh,
it.
So nice.
Spray the mist, and only a little bit though, otherwise you'll start to peel.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're just all in the crevices. Literally, within a week, my hands are cracking.
Oh my god!
But within a week, my hands were healed.
I'll do that. You know what? I feel like I'm washing my hands a lot and things like. You know what? I really blame for my dry hands.
What?
Bath and Body Works foam hand soap.
As in,
it's drying out my hands.
Oh no!
I can use any other hand soap, and it's absolutely fine.
Yeah,
just checking the recording.
We are recording.
It's good. But the Bath and Body Works one, but I can't help it.
You should just.
I just love their smells.
Yeah. Well, just moisturize after. Do you have Bath and Body Works hand cream?
No. I hate this feeling. I hate the feeling.
Well, wash your hands,
Leave
them a little bit damp, and then apply in the cream, and then wait for like it sitting on top. When we record podcasts, that email notification always makes a noise. I swear it features in our videos
I'm
and podcasts
so
on the weekend.
I'm just so busy. But what if it's a sale and I miss it? I miss the email. Where did that even come from?
Yeah,
and nothing has even come from.
That's true. No, you're right. You better leave it on and ruin all our recordings.
It's crazy.
Okay. Well, listen, we have a mini episode today.
We do have a mini episode.
Probably the first of our minis.
Because we're panicking.
We forgot we had a podcast.
I know we do. It's almost nearly
every
other
week. And I have a meeting
week.
In 20 minutes.
Exactly. So we're kind of on edge a little bit here.
Yeah.
Listen, quickly. Oh, you're hosting. Go on.
Listen, what were you going to say?
I was going to ask what you've been loving.
Listen, quickly.
Yeah.
What have you been loving?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what's really good? Fenty.
We're still rubbing in hand cream, by
the way. I'm still going. I can't. This is why I don't like it. I'm going to take it out my arms. I don't know if it's Eavesdrop or Easy Drop foundation, whatever. Tinted foundation. You all know what I mean. The new Fenty tinted foundation.
I want to try that. Everyone's using
it. It's good. Do you want to take it home with
you? Let me take it home with me.
So I did like a wear test. Again, this is ruining my video for this week.
Yeah, you always do this.
Spoiler. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
I applied it. I had trouble the first time because my skin was a little bit dehydrated around my nose. But the next day in the morning, I put like an oil on my face.
Okay.
Not like an intense one and not too much. And then I used it and put the foundation on because I was like, shit, I need to test this foundation to put in the video. I was up and down these stairs. I was building furniture, building that thing
building
Fernie, organizing my BB room. All that kind of stuff stayed on my face.
Hey.
Through sweat. It does say it's sweat humidity resistant.
Yeah.
Not oil resistant. And I did get a bit shiny, but in the video, I look at my face and I'm like, well, it doesn't look like I have makeup on. So I was like, let me remove half a face. Oh my God. It still had coverage.
Oh really?
Yeah. It was really good.
Oh my God.
Take a time with you.
Okay. Take a time.
Try it out.
Yes.
Let me know.
Okay.
Let me know.
Give me a minute.
Glow recipes, avocado something,
oh,
something,
nice?
Something, the ceramide.
Yeah,
we
were very
kindly
gift. Were you from
I was
Cult
gifted
Beauty?
It too. I bought it.
Yeah.
So listen, I love Glow Recipe
and
I love Cult Beauty.
Yeah.
They're always very, very good to us.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to stop buying products that I then get sent the next day.
Exactly. No, exactly.
Well, I'm going to keep it. No, I'll give it away. But
yeah,
I bought it. I'm glad because now I have two backups because
yeah.
I'm going through this stuff
mm-hmm.
like
I know. I know how you feel.
It's
I keep
so
doing
good.
It. I bought the whole ColourPop Lizzie McGuire collection.
Oh, yeah.
And then they sent it to me in PR.
Yeah.
Which I am on a PR list. I know I am. But there's
sometimes
some things
you just
like,
don't know
out.
If you're going to get it. And
exactly.
You want to get it.
Exactly. But I'm giving this to my friend who's a makeup artist is going to take them.
Right.
So I'm going to give them to her.
You should do a giveaway.
No, because the palette's missing. I gave the palette to someone else, and I want if I was going to give away,
you want the
whole collection.
Thing.
And people want the palette. You don't want like a lip balm, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like you get the hair clips.
Yeah.
Here's a box that came in. Yeah.
No, I absolutely love it. It's a very, very simple ceramide rich serum, which helps kind of rebuild your skin after you fucked it up from everything.
I need that recently.
Yeah, it's really good with the Glow recipe twist of being based on a fruit or vegetable. What's avocado?
No, it has a seed inside, so it is a fruit. I learned that from Waffles and Mochi, that with Michelle Obama on Netflix.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm 32. No, how old are we?
We're 32 now.
Fuck.
Yeah, we're 22.
Yeah, it has a seed inside. It's a fruit.
Oh, beautiful. I love that. Okay. So we have things to talk about.
We do.
Let's start with a few little bits that have been going on in the skincare makeup world, which I feel like we should make this like a monthly thing.
Let's do that, you know? Charms.
So one thing that you want to start with.
Yes.
Anastasia Beverly Hills makeup again.
Listen, here's the deal, okay? I know some people out there love makeup wipes and you get offended when people say they don't like makeup.
Let's just admit,
don't love makeup wipes that much that you need to defend them. But here's the deal. Makeup wipes do not remove makeup.
They don't. As much as you want to say.
Exactly. Some people are like, some do it better than others. They remove the surface. Yes, of course. You can wipe water across your face unless the makeup is waterproof.
Yeah, dampen your sock and wipe it across your face.
Exactly. It's going to remove makeup. But it doesn't. We know this. Dermatologists, science, it's everywhere. Google it. Literally Google it. So here's why I'm angry, right? I feel like Anastasia Beverly Hills have gone downhill a little bit.
Yes.
This is all allegedly in my opinion. Mm. And I'm not a drama channel, so I'm not, this isn't drama.
Yeah, this isn't tea.
But here's from working, you know, with brands. One thing that brands do is they have their products that are like go-to or comeback products or products they know are going to sell. So for example, let's take MAC and Benefit, right? Mm-hmm. New mascara every fucking month.
Oh, every month.
MAC will release a mascara. Then, like, next month, the darker one.
Yeah.
It's darker pigmentation. So, like, you have Zoom Lash Mascara, then you have Zoom Black Mascara. You know, always Studio Fix Mascara, Studio Zoom Fix, whatever it's called, whatever. Because mascaras last how long? 3 months until they dry out.
Yeah.
If you're lucky.
I can't believe that.
And then you have to replace them again. Once you find a mascara you love, you stick with that mascara. You're like, that works for me. Maybe not so much now because people experiment, but a lot of people love that go-to mascara.
Yeah.
Same with foundation. Mm-hmm. So, same again, people will try, but unless you don't like to try new things, you know?
Right.
Or don't want to. Same with lipsticks, your daily lipstick color, all this kind of stuff.
Ruby Wheels, like the Ruby biggest lipstick Wheel ever right. in the world.
Christmas
for like...
time, Ruby mm-hmm. Wheels selling out, Russian Red selling out. So they have these products where they come back and buy them products.
Yeah.
Toothpaste.
Mm-hmm.
Face wipes, micellar water, all those bits you can grab in the line before you get to the cashier that you need to restock up on.
Like point of sales.
Point of sales shit.
Yeah.
And people are like, I need some wipes. You know, they grab like, maybe just in case products, you know? So that's why Sephora put all their mini shit in the queue up to the counters. So this brand know you're going to buy them. Because some people use them every single day. I hope your skin is okay. Every single day. So we're going downhill. Business isn't doing so well because we joined an MLM.
Supposedly,
in my opinion, allegedly. And now they're like, shit, okay, what is like a good moneymaker? Wipes.
Yeah.
That's why Patrick Star with One Size released wipes.
Kylie Skin wipes.
People use them all the time because it's quick. And I'm quoting, what's it called?
Air quotes.
Makeup removal. Which it is not. Don't just take my word. This isn't an opinion.
Right. This is a fact. No matter what they put in it, unless they make these makeup wipes, right, that are covered in oil, rather than just like a few other surfactants, they just don't do the job. And what's disappointing, I get it from like Boots, you pick up your £1 cucumber wipes, whatever. Do whatever. Mm-hmm. But from a makeup brand... Mm-hmm. That knows that's not the best way to sell makeup. And from a skin... remove makeup.
Yeah.
From a skincare perspective as well, this is terrible. Like, people who have stopped using makeup wipes and moved on to cleansing balms and oils notice such a huge difference in their skin.
And people message all the time, I used to use wipes. They've completely cut them out of their routine. They're not just using them as a pre-cleanse. Mm-hmm. And their skin has improved so much.
Mm-hmm. And this is the thing as well. The reason we get so worked up about it is not because, obviously, they're bad for the environment, right? Mm-hmm. But be honest, we don't do the most environmental stuff we can ever do.
I threw a box in the normal bin the other day instead of recycle.
Fucking horrible.
Somewhere sea lions dying. Oh, I hope not. No. Oh, no. No, I take that back. Oh.
Go online and donate to some sea lions.
I'm going to donate the money.
We don't care. Like, fine. If you don't care about your skin, sure. use makeup wipes. Sure. If you don't have the privilege of time at a particular time,
right.
use a makeup wipe, whatever. Right. My issue is they are just old-fashioned and shit. Exactly. And that's the thing. And that's what's so annoying is to see brands re-releasing the same right. old shit instead of release reusable cotton buds.
Here's the deal. Make a micellar water. Yeah. Make yes. a fucking micellar. Wipes, using a wipe and throwing it away is just as wasteful as taking a cotton pad, putting micellar water on it and wiping.
Yeah.
Same situation, but your makeup is being removed better. Mm. You're not making more waste. You can soak a pad and take off all your makeup. I've done it before with mascara, with eye makeup, everything. One or two pads, not as big as a wipe.
Yeah.
And your makeup will come off properly. Not, I mean, you should still rinse with micellar water, but it's better than a wipe.
It's better than a wipe. If you want to know how micellar water works better over, say, whatever old shit they put in makeup wipes, maybe they're makeup wipes with micellar. We don't know.
Mm.
Michelle from Lab Muffin Beauty Science, Michelle Wong, has a great video and blog all about how my cells and my cellar water
Here's
work
the thing,
to
don't take
makeup.
It from us, take it from people who are qualified experts. And experts who do it. Listen to them. Don't inbox us and be like, why are they bad? First of all, Google it. Second of all, look up the information that's there for you. No one can tell me that a big company, we're Anastasia Beverly Hills,
I don't
right?
want to be.
Not the woman. She's doing her own thing. We're the company, okay, right? And we have a meeting.
Okay.
I'm in charge of, I don't know, I'm a makeup skincare wipes. Expert.
Okay, right,
you're a makeup. We're sitting here. You know what would be really good, right?
Tell me, Sandra.
And really beneficial for our customers? Makeup wipes.
Oh.
One, it will cleanse the skin. That's not happening
That's
in
not
any
happening.
Fucking
no.
boardroom.
No.
But
no.
they're sitting there thinking, right, we're not making money. What can we put out without people buy all the time? It is a brand and it wants money, which is fine. That's what companies do.
Mm.
But don't be a dick and give your customers makeup wipes.
Make
I know.
Make micellar water.
It wasn't a phase. It was a good phase.
Yeah.
Wipes are just you're treating your, you're doing bad by your skin if you're using makeup wipes.
Yeah. Here's the thing as well. Like micellar water, a one-off cleanse here and there, absolutely fine. But people usually use micellar water as a two-step cleanse.
Yeah.
So do the micellar water and then do another cleanse.
Right.
With makeup wipes,
people
just presume, if you're using them as your first step,
Fine.
Still
rather
still not
but
great,
fine, whatever.
But fine. If you're at Reading Festival, you need something to wipe your armpits with.
Sure.
Fine. But they're just not good. And they're just like, they're just crumb.
Like, yeah, I just, emergencies. I mean, I think if I was to use a wipe, I would be on holiday and I'd be wiping my face and then doing something like, oh, I need to reapply sunscreen.
Yeah.
That's why I would use
wipe
one.
The oil
if
away.
Anything. I would sooner get some nasty old bit of toilet roll and wipe it on my face and, you know, wipe it away. But here's the deal. Wipes are not good. If you use them, we don't hate you. I'm not offended by you.
No.
Please don't be offended by that fact. Just wipes, scientifically, do not clean the skin properly. And some may appear to remove makeup better than others, but it is not deeply removing your makeup as makeup should be removed from your face. Fact, science, done.
James. Yeah.
How about you?
Listen, so...
I'm still rubbing in the hand cream.
Okay, so here's a bit of news for you. So Herbivore Botanicals, they are a brand. Herbivore Botanicals, they are a skincare
Never
brand.
Heard.
So they kind of have all these, they're natural, clean.
Clean.
Like they, one of their products has crushed up fucking diamonds in. And a few of their products are really good. I actually really like one of their exfoliating serums. They have a serum called Herbivore Bakuch... Oh, I can never pronounce this. Bakuch... Oh, my God.
What is it? Bak choy.
Bakuchiol.
Oh.
Bakuchiol Retinol Alternative Smoothing Serum. So, do you know what Bakuchiol is?
It sounds like a mushroom.
I don't actually know, but what it's supposed to be is a natural retinol alternative.
Okay.
So a lot of people turn to Bakuchiol when they're pregnant, breastfeeding,
Makes sense.
Their skin just finds retinol too. It's
an
alternative, kind of. Is it as good as retinol? Absolutely not.
Right.
Like, if you can use retinol, just use retinol.
Right.
But, you know, it's known to have the same kind of effects.
Yeah.
Obviously not as powerful.
No.
Now, the Herbivore Bakuchiol Retinol...
Herbivore's the brand.
The brand, yes. And their...
strange name.
Bakuchiol Serum, sorry. Their Bakuchiol Serum has 0.002% bakuchiuin, which is...
Wait, is that meant to be the main ingredient?
That's the main ingredient. That's what the serum advertises itself as. It's having all the benefits of retinol.
Yeah.
It's bakuchiol, retinol alternative serum,
and
right?
And it has
0.002%.
That's not even like 0.2.
It's nothing.
That's below a 0.
Exactly. So I found this through Stephen Allen Co. on Instagram. Stephen posted an article, a press release, basically saying that this is, you know, this is what happened. And then Charlotte Palomino, I always think I pronounced her name wrong, who talks about, you know, all things behind the scenes of skincare, posted on TikTok that you actually need 0.5 to 2%. In order for bakuchiol to be effective.
So this is below.
Is nowhere near.
0.5%
is the lowest you can have, which is, you know, relatively low, but not standard.
But I mean, if you have sensitive skin as well, like, you might want to start with something lower.
That's fine. But 0.002 is literally just, that's ridiculous.
So absolutely, what does it ridiculous. Do? What would be the realistic benefit from this product?
Probably nothing. I mean, they have some interesting ingredients in as far as things like plumping the skin.
Oh, I need to ask your opinion on something. Okay. But remind me.
What troubles me about this is Herbivore, as much as I love a few of their products, they are part of this kind of clean movement. Like, everything's natural, no preservatives. And they've been in a few complications before. Like, because of their preservative system, their products are known for going out of date pretty quick. And are posting pictures of mold in their moisturizers from this brand. All this kind of stuff. A few of their products have had to be recalled for this reason. Absolutely fucking
really
gross.
Disgusting.
So that happened. But what troubles me about this is a thing when it comes to alternatives.
Yeah.
And there's no, with retinol, you pretty much have to say what percentage is in there for people to know it's effective.
Yeah.
And people know the concentration
right
that's gonna
it's
work
fine
out.
To want an alternative, like you
absolutely
said, if you're pregnant,
fine.
Breastfeeding,
yeah.
other reasons.
It's not for me, but it's fine to want an alternative.
Yeah.
The issue is when it comes
get
to like guidelines. When it comes to guidelines, people don't know. Like people don't know how much needs to be.
This
here.
Is another case of brands taking advantage of people's want to do better for themselves. Like, yeah, we're natural. Yeah, we're good. Yeah, cleanse your face with these easy wipes. You don't cleanse? Use these wipes. It's quick. Yeah. You know, it's. I won't leave the wipes alone. it's another... Because let's be real, with advertising, it's very loose. Mm-hmm. Very loose. I could sell this drink that I've left in a room for 2 days and be like, that has some benefits for the skin, and sell it.
It could be anti-aging.
It could contain, what's that stuff that grows on your windowsill?
Mold.
No, what's the one? Penicillin.
Penicillin.
Does it grow on your windowsill? The guy discovered it in a cube.
Are you watching that cooking program?
What cooking program?
Oh, okay, don't worry.
That's not from Waffles and Mochi.
No. But that's part of the problem as well. And another thing is, bakuchiol is a alternative. It's not a different form of.
For example,
right, let's say salicylic acid. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have salicylic acid, and you could also have betaine salicylate, which is betaine, which is a moisturizer with salicylic acid.
Right.
And this becomes a much gentler exfoliant.
Like when water.
Shut up.
Hydrogen and oxygen becomes water.
Fine. Is that? Yeah.
That's for waffles.
So if you have 3% salicylic acid, 1% betaine salicylate, you can say you have 4% salicylic acid or 4% BHA.
Because it's all a derivative.
It's all derivative.
Everyone knows what it means.
Yeah. Shut. The problem is with this kind of thing is a lot of people are doing things like 1% retinol, then like 3% bakuchiol. No one's doing that. For example.
Yeah.
So then people are going like, we've got 4% retinol, but it's not. Bakuchiol is not
it's a different
retinol.
Thing.
It's a completely different thing. And that's where I think it's really misleading, is that you cannot class bakuchiol as retinol because it's fucking not.
Right.
So you can say, because people know bakuchiol by now. So you can say you have 1% retinol and 1% bakuchiol.
Right.
You know, to do this kind
so
of
so it's
thing.
Kind of like, say I was cooking and I was like,
oh,
I had
God.
Real chicken.
Yeah.
And then like half fake chicken,
right?
Corn, vegetarian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, actually, it's 100% chicken, real chicken.
Yeah,
I
but get then it. At least chicken is.
But it's just called chicken.
Yeah, it's just called chicken. So it's a little bit misleading, and I think you know that isn't even the issue. The issue here is that that was just fucking shit.
Yeah. Anything. Oh yeah.
So it's like me going to you. This is some chicken pasta.
Yeah.
And then there's one cube of real chicken at the bottom somewhere that
and
you have
I'm
to
taking
find
out
yourself.
Oh no, sorry. No,
yeah. That fell in. Yeah. A little bit less. It's just like it's these brands. I feel. This is where I'm tied between knowing the exact percentages of whole ingredient, right?
Exactly.
I don't think we need to know. There's a brand called Good Molecules who on the side of their products have a breakdown of every single ingredient and the percentage. Mm. We don't need to know how much water is in a percentage or how much, glycerin. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, we don't need to know
it's ingredients that matter the claims.
The actives and the claims. So if you're claiming that kiwi fruit extract, for example, Kylie Skin, for example, is your key ingredient,
why
how
is
much
down
is
the bottom?
In there,
then
if it's down the bottom and it's effective, though, then explain that.
Yeah, yeah,
do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, for example, you might look at 0.5% bakuchiol and think, well, that's not enough. But really,
but
that is
enough.
Say.
Yeah.
But it's this whole idea of, like, picking an ingredient that's not even, you know, they keep having their share of controversies.
Yeah.
It's kind of annoying.
Listen, Gwyneth Paltrow needs to buy them out.
I don't think I can think of anything worse for a company
to do.
Yeah, but you know, at least they have her.
Yeah,
back
she'll be like, there's actually sunscreen in here as well.
Because there's
not
like carrot oil in there.
Not that I believe in sunscreen, but I do apply some to my cheeks.
Yeah, no, Gwyneth, we respect you as an actor.
Yeah.
So that's kind of it.
Listen, I just want to ask one thing really quickly.
On.
What are we doing for time? 11:37.
We're fine.
I've seen recently some makeup products that are claiming to plump cheeks,
right? All it's going to have is hyaluronic acid in it,
right? And how permanent is that in terms of a day?
Hyaluronic acid is being like marketed and sold as this amazing skin plumping anti-aging ingredient that's gonna like plump out your wrinkles, all that kind of stuff,
right?
Hyaluronic acid is a great temporary plumping ingredient,
right?
I tend to avoid it so much. It's everywhere anyway. Even before it became popular, it's everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Because it gives your skin that instant kind of plump, moisturized look and hydrated look
before
to your skin.
It was sold as like a separate ingredient knowingly.
Yes.
It was in loads of stuff.
It was
before.
In loads of stuff anyway.
But here's the deal. Mm. When we say plumping, we don't mean like, pow, like your cheeks are going to look like
it's
they have
It's going to plump the top
them.
Layers of your skin, but it's not going to make you look
like if you have a wrinkle, a very fine line, maybe from dehydration, it might smooth that out
a little bit.
It's not going to give you like cheek implant look. And that's how these brands are trying to sell
them. This is when brands are fucking stupid.
Fucking stupid. What have we learnt today?
Robert fucking hates makeup wipes.
Wipes.
Anyone that loves them.
No.
Green washing and fake percentages are stupid.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow is going to buy out Herbivore.
Allegedly
in our opinion. Yeah. And plumping. This is the thing. When you look at claims, anti-aging can also fall under hyaluronic acid. So a lot of anti-aging creams, you know, the expensive ones that you buy your older relatives.
You mean La Mer?
La Mer. You know, but like Olay, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It might have vitamin C and some hyaluronic acid in. There's no real formulation or magic formulation that makes it specific. Anti-aging.
Yeah.
All it is that temporary plump effect, and that lasts for as long as you're using
it. And
the
you see those things like 9 out of 10 women agreed that it made their skin look shiny.
As,
oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm gonna buy that.
I'll get me one of those. But that's the thing, is those are always studies that they've held in a room. They've already given out some free biscuits.
Yeah.
And they're like,
exactly.
Does everyone's
agree?
Shiny?
You get one of these bags to take with you? Everyone looks good?
And everyone will be like, yeah, there'll be that one person that's like, well, not really.
They turn the lighting down.
Yeah.
Towards the end.
Right, shine torches on their face.
How's everyone feeling?
Oh, you all look shiny.
Listen, everyone looks good in yellow light, and then you go out to like blue light, and it's just
like,
a whole new world.
Yeah.
Listen, here's, I mean, I don't think we can stress enough that brands are just out to ruin everyone's lives.
No. I think what's great about nowadays and people, you know, being skeptical is, I need to go, and people being skeptical is that we're brands are getting away with less and less, and brands are starting to realize the importance of being transparent.
Exactly. Some of these products seem like panic products. Shit, let's release wipes. Shit, let's put this no percentage and call it a percentage.
What's popular? Hyaluronic acid. Shove it in.
Quick, do it. do it.
Even though glycerin is the same thing.
Well, that was our mini episode.
It was fast paced. We're angry. Don't drive.
You might get angry too. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Check out all our social medias. What is it? At the Double Cleanse Podcast. You'll find it. James underscore S underscore Welsh.
You'll
find it everywhere. Also, do remember we have a joint YouTube channel, The Welsh Twins. Find us. That's what you have to type into Google.
Just on the internet, not in real life. Internet.
If you have wipes, don't throw them away.
Use them for your armpits.
I clean the sink with some.
Oh.
But then I still wash the sink up.
With an oil.
Yeah. Thanks again, everyone.
Bye. Bye. Bye.